This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roswell County Historical Society. This story comes from Bert Wenner's account of growing up as one of five sons. His story can be found in the research area of the Roswell County Museum. Here he tells about their life during the Great Depression. In 1936, we got our first modern car, an important requisite for Dad's new job. We also got our first radio, a Philco console that was powered by a car battery and a large dry B battery. The most audible radio stations were Winnipeg, CKY and CKX, and Fargo, WDAY, and the Twin Cities, WCCO. Listening was rationed because of the cost of batteries, but we had an hour after school when we listened to programs such as The Daring Adventures of Jimmy Allen, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, Little Orphan Annie, The Shadow, Gangbusters, The Green Hornet, and Renfrew of the Royal Mounted. Once a week, the whole family listened to Lux Radio Theater and the Jack Benny program. Mother favored Ma Perkins, a popular soap opera. We also saw an occasional movie in the town theater. The price then was 10 cents per child and 15 cents for an adult. So we managed to see Treasure Island with Wallace Beery and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs when they were first issued. We also saw the first Technicolor movie, On the Trail of the Lonesome Pine, with Fred McMurray. Gone with the Wind was judged to be a bit too adult for us at the time. Later, when we earned our own money, we went more often. Winton worked in the local Red Owl grocery store for $11 a week. In the summer, Harry worked full-time for Farmers, and so did Adrian, Ward, and Myron, called Mike, later on. But then, coffee was 5 cents a cup, or free with a meal, and so was an ice cream cone or a bottle of pop. That is the way it was throughout the 18 years of my youth on the farm near Roseau. Social life at home was pretty routine. When we boys weren't working or fighting with each other, we played games such as Monopoly, checkers, and rummy. Winter weather permitting, we played in the snow, building caves or forts, or playing fox and geese, a tag game along paths tramped in the snow. And in the summer, we played hide and seek, cops and robbers, rolled hoops, and took long hikes in the woods. Lacking many toys, we made our own slingshots, rubber guns, toy boats, and model airplanes. Among the boys, I was no doubt the naughtiest and most regularly punished for my frequent misbehavior. Happily, I outgrew this rebellious and often self-centered behavior at about age 13, partly due to the influence of some more emotionally mature classmates, Alan Sunset and Dave Mead, and good teachers for role models. Discipline in the family was hardly permissive, with Mother shouting and nagging at times, and Dad firmly administering willow switches for serious infractions. But we all lived through it and were well-behaved as teenagers. Some of us even won the American Legion School Citizenship Award for boys or earned recognition for year-long perfect attendance. For several reasons, we boys really liked school, despite the daily 1.2-mile trek each way, often through frigid weather, muddy roads, or persistent mosquito attacks. It offered an exciting new world of experience. The school was steam heated, had indoor toilets, a gymnasium, and hot showers available to students from 7th grade upwards. Add to this the capable teachers, a good library, various extracurricular activities, and the opportunity for new friends. We had some excellent caring teachers and sympathetic administrators. I remember well Superintendents C.D. Hollister and Reuben Hulverson, Principal Oscar Almquist, and teachers A.J. Kramer, Gilbert Schlegelmilch, Miss Way, who made sure we knew our geography, Miss Carlson, and many others. All of us found compatible classmates, shared 12 years of schooling with some of them, and continued our friendships with each other well into our adult years. Even though we entered school with little formal knowledge beyond the alphabet, remember, no radio or television, we learned quickly and earned decent grades. Each of us maintained a B or better average in our high school work despite competing demands on our time. Our teachers liked us, and none of us was ever in trouble with the law or caused serious problems in school. Although our distance from town, daily chores, and limited financial and transportation means really curtailed our social life outside of school, we did participate in basketball and track. Real dedication was evident in our willingness to walk home after school, do our chores, and walk in again for evening basketball practice, even during the worst weather. Happily, track practice, a spring event, was held right at the end of the school day. Winton, Harry, and Ward demonstrated the greatest skill in basketball, and I did my best in track. None of us tried out for hockey, the most noted sport in this area, mostly because we couldn't afford skates. Thus, we were not able to begin skating at age 5 or 6 like the really good skaters, some of whom later qualified for the U.S. Olympic team. Thanks to Bert Wenner for writing down his family's story, and thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.